It was a dark winter night, and the wind was howling like a thousand beasts. For 3 days, a hunter had been chasing a peculiar creature, a fairy bug of the great bog. It was such a rare thing to come across this bug that its shadowed nature started to grow over with dozens of strange stories and myths. Some believed that it was a witch trapped in a body of an insect. The others thought that it could make your deepest dreams come true. The hunter himself heard a lot of unbelievable stories like that, but did not believe in them, to be honest. The only thing he learned from his father is that it was a very rare creature with some half-magical properties, and that its meat could feed a few toad families for at least a month long. So with full dedication, he was chasing the bug over the snow hills and curly dark roots sticking above the frozen ground. When the hunter grew weary after hours of his run, he decided to make a humble camp with a bonfire beneath an old oak tree to warm up his tired bones. He dozed off on a soft bed of moss, and suddenly a truly fairy creature appeared in front of him, floating behind the flames.
"I know what you want, hunter," whispered the bug, "and you have a choice. You can try to kill me and bring me back to your swamp to the joy of your folk. Or you can make your bow sing the most beautiful song. And if my heart sings to it as well, I will make one dearest dream of yours come true."
The hunter kept silence for a while, then stood up, took out his bow and started playing as if it was a harp. A beautiful melody resonated in the bow's wood, and the fairy bug started to swing slowly. When the song was finished, the bug said,
"Tell me, hunter, what is it you wish?"
"I wish to feed everyone in my swamp so that no one would starve this long, dark winter."
"I will do as you wish, hunter," replied the fairy bug, and with a flash of blue light, disappeared in the clear night sky full of shimmering stars.
At least 100 joyful toads met the hunter that night. They couldn't believe their eyes, but each cellar of their mushroom houses was full of food of every sort that could be enough to feed them the whole winter and even the neighboring swamp east of the Croaked Forest. The hunter told them his story, and from that time everyone in this swamp and in the whole kingdom afterwards called him Fog, the Singing Bow.